RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number three, the KNC masterpiece. Merry Christmas, everybody. Will Chambers in for either Kevin or Corey. Take your pick with Alec Medford. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Walker, we got Aiden coordinating your video on Twitch, YouTube, and 1053thefan.com. We'll hit the expressway coming up a little less than 20 minutes from now. Do some Cowboys thank you notes, and I'll be shepherded by Alec through the combo platter.
I can't wait for this one. You're going to get a chance to either give people their flowers or absolutely dunk on them for the gifts that they gave you.
Okay.
We'll get to that. It will be the Christmas gift edition. You're going to give us a sports opinion and tell us your favorite gift that you received or your least favorite. Because why not? So we'll get to that during the expressway.
We're going to do a little old fan jam staple, the news at noon, and start in the NBA. Okay, so that was an ugly start in the Mavericks-Warriors game. And then I'm like, how in the world did 68 points get scored in that first quarter? Like the first 6 minutes of it, and even PJ Carlissimo on the telecast was like, I'd like to say it's good defense being played, but neither team can make any shots. And then all of a sudden, boy, did they ever.
It was an ugly game. It was just ugly all around. I did not enjoy a single moment of this. We'll get to the injury and everything, but you mentioned the beginning of that game. 68 points in one quarter, and then you look and you see that 40 of them were Golden State, and then you just start to cry a little bit if you're me. But yeah, this was a lump of coal if I've ever seen it, because this is the ugliness of the roster that is currently constructed that is going to continue showing its face until they start selling off some pieces. It seems like when one person's having an off night, everybody's having an off night, because a lot of this is individualistic efforts, right? When you talk about AD and Cooper Flagg combining for over 60 points the other night, it's because they're taking the ball into their own hands. They are driving to the basket. They are coordinating the offense at any given moment. But whenever you start trying to facilitate the ball around and do your job a little bit more and other guys aren't knocking down their shots, you start playing hero ball and it gets very, very isolated and one-dimensional. And everybody starts missing their shots. And you get that on a game-to-game basis with this team, which is so irritating, because you saw in that big game from Cooper Flagg earlier this week, he made his first 7 shots and then went on a heater, and it's like Anthony Davis starts feeling that too. And the energy permeates throughout the team, right? You see Ryan Nemhard get on the floor, and he starts scoring at a high rate too. This team really feeds off of each other until things go wrong, and they almost forget every set that they run. They forget every look that they run, where the ball is supposed to move around, and it gets very stale.
I read this sentence this morning and I was like, what? Maverick center Anthony Davis didn't return after exiting in the second quarter with groin spasms.
Been there.
I have never heard of... Am I the crazy one, Kevin? Alec and I have already talked about this. Have you ever heard of groin spasms? I'd never heard of it before.
I guess...
Never experienced it either. I mean, I've pulled it.
I guess when it comes to Anthony Davis, if I see a medical next to it, I mean, I could get ball sacked, really, because if they just put a medical term next to Anthony Davis, I'll just believe it, honestly, at this point. But no, I can't say that I've
was
ever
a,
heard of it.
That was a new one for me. I'd never... I mean, that sounds awful.
Oh, yeah, they're not fun. I've been there. It's a real thing.
Oh, very real thing.
Yeah. Back, I want to say junior year of high school track season, I pulled the groin.
Yeah.
But that turned into, because I kept on trying to run on it, you know, I think that just irritated it. And that's when I could be sitting
in a chair.
Came
back too soon.
Yeah. I could be sitting in a chair just like this. And tightens up on you, loosens up on you. This sounds crazy out of context. You just got to believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not fun. They're not a... It wasn't a long-term thing for me. It was like a week. But yeah, I definitely got back at it too soon.
I've experienced spasms in my calves, in my hamstrings, in my quad, my back. I like pretty much every other muscle or tendon or ligament. I feel like I have never experienced that, nor have I ever heard of it. But hey, maybe that's
I hope you don't.
Me too.
That makes it tough to walk two of us and do other things.
Christmas NBA stuff. The Lakers looked awful, and their coach was not happy after. Here's J.J. Redick.
It's a matter of making the choice, and too often we have guys that don't want to make that choice. And it's pretty consistent who those guys are. And so Saturday's practice, I told the guys, it's going to be uncomfortable. The meeting is going to be uncomfortable. I'm not doing another 53 games like this.
What he said at the very beginning of that clip was, they don't want it enough.
That's a former player, a recent former player, really speaking what he actually thinks, which I love. I don't know how much I love doing that to the media before you have the chance to sit down and really talk with the team. Because he goes in the locker room and he talks to them for a little bit, then he does media after, right? I'd wait until like after the next practice and be like, yeah, so the conversation afterwards looked like this. And so that, I think in a good way, is going
to
light a fire.
That, I'm with you. I love it.
I love it.
But to me, that's the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, I've always said this about, I heard Dawson talking about, like college and pro basketball the other day, and he was right about it totally. The reason why I prefer the college game as opposed to not just my fandom or anything like that is because, like, let's say if you'd like unfocused your eyes and you got two TVs up, right? And they both have a basketball game on, but it's, you know, you just unfocus them. There's one where there's constant movement, and then there's one that isn't. The NBA is one that isn't. If we're talking about quality of basketball, it is so not even close. You could watch 6 minutes of a college game and nobody could score. I mean, it could be some good defense or just, you know, not good enough shooters. Everybody on the floor in the NBA, if they're left open, I mean, it's drippy every single time. So it's not even close. But there is just more movement in it. And that's why you always see college coaches, you know, they're yelling and screaming and like, dude, I'm moving this and that. You don't see it at all in the NBA. They just kind of go when they need to.
There's one player that has made me come to a realization about NBA players, especially like role players and veterans in the league. Andre Drummond this season is shooting 41% from three. That shows me that players in the NBA today are just generally lazy, because Andre Drummond is not known as the three-point shooter. I know he doesn't play the most minutes and everything, but the fact that he is consistently knocking down corner threes
is wild.
For Philadelphia, is that just shows me that guys in the league don't really care sometimes. And it fits everything that J.J. Redick said. You can show up one day, and I know it's a long season in the NBA, and it's okay for one day to have a tough day. But a lot of these guys come in and they just go through the motions.
they are so incredibly lazy at times when, like you said, you leave any NBA player on earth wide open at the three-point line.
They're going to knock it down.
They're going to knock it down because they are that talented and they are that skilled. The want to from some of these guys, especially names like on the Lakers, not great. But for the Lakers specifically, it's also, it's tough when your three best players are awful defenders too. So you're asking them to carry a lot of weight on one end of the floor because you know they can't carry it on the other. And then the other guys, the role players and the other two starters that we're talking about for the Lakers, it seems like they just don't want it. Like Redick says, there's a lot of standing around. There's a lot of moping around in the corner waiting for a look to be force-fed to you. There's a lot of standing and waiting. And like you said, there's no movement. There's no scrambling around, trying to find a new set, trying to find a wide open look. There's nothing. The Lakers are just an ugly, weird constructed team.
By the way, the Spurs are here.
Oh, yeah.
Here. They're here. The third time in 2 weeks that they've just, you know, opened up a can pretty much on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They are here. Do we have something? I can't. There's something up with my ex.
We got something from Shams.
Oh, yeah?
On Anthony Davis.
Oh.
He has sustained a minor groin strain and is likely to miss a few games. Sources tell ESPN, mentions that he is a significant trade target and he will be evaluated daily. They've been taking a cautious approach with injuries the Mavericks had specifically for Davis and will continue to do just that. So sounds like just a few games for AD, which at this point, any time is time missed.
What the hell is going on with X here? What is it, chat now? What are my DMs, my inbox?
Oh, you're on that side of it now, yeah.
What the heck is, I don't even.
The DMs are screwed up and weird. They ruined
okay.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin gets in my ear. He's like, I'm sending you something. I got a tweet from Shams. I'm like, okay. And I look over here. I'm like.
Whole new tab.
Oh, great.
Whole new tab.
Oh, God.
It's.
God, I hate that thing.
Yeah. That app is.
He's out with spasms. Mild groin strain. Uncomfortable. Hey, did you see this? Couple of things. One, that University of Michigan is targeting, he's not former coach yet, but Kyle Whittingham, Utah's coach, who said he was stepping down after the bowl game this year.
Yeah.
He said he was entering the transfer portal. He had kind of joked that he wasn't retiring. Well, it looks like Michigan is doing that. And also Trey Wisner, Kevin. What do we think about that? Running back Trey Wisner is entering the transfer portal and departing from the University of Texas.
Yeah, so we have no one left. Texas, as you could imagine, is going to have to attack the transfer portal, especially for the running back room. I think we have two running backs on roster right now that aren't, you know, like signees or guys already in high school, which I feel comfortable about that position. But, Baxter's in the transfer portal. Wisner's in the transfer portal. So
why is he transferring?
Probably wants other opportunities somewhere else. Maybe didn't like the scheme that he was fit with Sarkisian. He never really got – he kind of had like a Jaden Blue situation where he was kind of thrown in there, but he just never really got the chance to shine. I just don't know. And for Baxter, health just wasn't on his side when he was with Texas. So they're going to have to reevaluate their running back room for sure.
Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. And the Whittingham thing – I got to give our old friend Carter Freeman his flowers on that one. He called it perfectly.
Really?
He said, don't think he's retiring. I think it's the right move, the only right move, because how do you move on from years of scandal and bad headlines and stuff? You get somebody as serious as Whittingham, nobody's ever going to question his competence and just like leading men. And managing personalities.
His style is, you know, tough.
Yeah.
You know, real physical offensive and defensive line. So that, that fits Michigan football to me.
It definitely does. And he's going to command a different kind of mentality. And he's going to straighten things up. And you mentioned really tough-nosed. And the guy himself, he's what?
on the almost 70, on the wrong side of 60 for sure, but he looks like he hasn't missed a workout in decades.
Like, no doubt.
This is a Michigan football guy.
Yeah.
This is a home run of a hire if and when it gets finalized.
Love it.
I love it.
I love it. All right. A little bit of news bits for you there. Let's head into the expressway. Some Cowboys thank you notes and the combo platter. All next here in the Masterpiece.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Peace.
Blitz look, four-man rush, Prescott a deep drop, flag is down, deep ball to the middle of the field, caught Turpin, running away, Turpin, there's a flag down, Turpin in the end zone, please be against the defense, touchdown Turpin.
Good stuff right there, it's the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. My name is Will. I'm hanging there today with you. Merry Christmas. This is Alec Medford, AM on the FM,
That's otherwise known.
Kevin Walker is back in the cup. Where we're going to take it for 2 o'clock. The G-Bag Nation will take over. That will consist of when Eric Schiaffalo and Brian Broaddus.
Ooh, power duo. I'm ready for it.
There you go.
And back to that highlight. I heard that live. I was driving to my aunt's house for our second Christmas with the whole family. I heard that play live, so I didn't get to see what was happening, and I was exactly like Brad in the moment. I heard him say flag down, and I was like, please be the defense, and I love that he worked that into the call because he was just like all of us. Kevontae Turpin finally getting a good look. Didn't give up on the route this time, did he?
No, sir. No, so sir. It's time to hit the expressway, which is brought to you by the On Time Experts. Let's do a little Cowboys thank you notes. I'd like to thank Brad Sham for that gem right there.
That's right.
You know, two guys, one booth. Speaking of G-Bag, why don't you get us started here?
I'm going to write my first thank you note to Brian Schottenheimer. Your head coach, especially on this show, as of late, has been under fire for getting a little conservative, a little bit scared when it comes to the points game, when it comes to just overall aggressive play calling and the risk taking. Because
I was going to do the same exact same thing that you're doing.
And you can build on and you can fill in any gaps that I don't fill here. I think it's easy for a first-year head coach to get caught up in the I don't want to screw up mode and I don't want to disappoint and I don't want to turn everybody away this quick, right? So that's understandable. But at the same time, whenever you're coming out of the bye, you make two trades, you win three in a row, you beat the two former conference champions and Super Bowl representatives in the process, and you're selling us this dream that you can make the playoffs and that you could steal the division away from Philly after beating them, you need to start acting like it on the field. And so I know it's too little too late, but I feel like especially...
How many years have we been clamoring for them to just throw the ball down the field to Turpin on a go route?
Oh, yeah. We've been asking for that for so long. And this year, they've tried here and there. They've tried to get him open in space, which I will give Shoddy a lot of credit for that. Mike McCarthy would come on these airwaves and talk all the time about, we need to get Turpin involved. We need to get Turpin involved. And he would target him once in a game. He would never actually back it up. Shoddy is like, no, we have a weapon there. He is faster than anybody on the field at any given moment. And everybody knows it. So whenever you give him that space to let a play develop, and it goes to more credit for the offensive line on that play because it wasn't perfect. We talked about it with Jerry, too. Dak got beat up in that game. They held him up just enough for Turpin to get a stride and a half of separation, and it was over. It's nice to see that they didn't just give up on it, too, because I mentioned this, and if you haven't seen it, go to Bobby Belt's Twitter. He pointed out they ran that exact same play last week. Mm-hmm. And Turpin kind of stuttered and gave up on the route, so Dak overthrew him. And Dak immediately was like, why? Why did you stop? I knew what I was doing. You got to keep going. I'll make the throw. You're not going too fast. I'll make the throw. They ran it again. The exact same look. So I admire that Shoddy. Whenever he says stuff, he usually tries to actually back it up, which is pretty cool.
I'm going to co-sign on the aggressive nature, but damn, they had the opportunity, did they not? They had the ball for almost 40 minutes. 38-44. Do you know how many third down attempts they had? 20. Mickey said earlier when we talked to him that in order for you to go 6-for-6 or to have six, you know, fourth downs, that means you had to be pretty unsuccessful on third down. And they were, what, 8-of-20? Yeah. That's tied for the most third down attempts this year by a team.
Sounds like a Philadelphia stat line.
The Rams, and it was actually just a few days ago, too. It was
crazy.
Last week.
Yeah, it just sounds like an Eagles stat because of how confident they are in the dumbest play in football.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I like it. I hate that you're inefficient on third down, but I do like that you are getting the confidence as a play caller to say two things, honestly. You're getting the confidence in your group to say we can achieve this, but in my mind, that's him also doing the right thing in admitting that my defense is not going to stop much behind this, so we need to keep the ball.
Before I hand out my thank you note, I'd like to hear from the subject of my thank you note. Can you do that for me, Kevin, please?
No question. I mean, I love this game. I love any opportunity that I get to play it. And so with like that being said, I mean, yeah, if I get to go out there, I'm going to give my best. I'm going to prepare the same way. I'm going to be the same player that you guys know. And so I understand, you know, the reasons why maybe not. And if I'm approached with that, I'll handle that then.
I want to thank Dak Prescott for being Dak Prescott. And that's really it.
Sure.
I know that Dak, to a degree, gets his flowers for being a good dude and a good leader, right? Everybody talks about how good of a leader he is. he's not, he doesn't give you like the old coach. He doesn't give you the Tom Brady answers, right? When Tom, you know, was quarterback, you know, and Bill Belichick was the coach and they, you know, pretty much give you nothing. Dak talks to you like you for real, and he gives you thoughtful, meaningful answers. And every single time he does it, it's the right tone. It's the right thing to say. It's the right thing. And he's not doing it because he's doing it because that's who he is. That's what he believes. And I just, like most, have been incredibly critical of Dak and how he's played in the playoff the last three of his last four games, the two against San Francisco and the one against Green Bay, where I'm like, I think he was overcooked, overhyped, whatever, however you want to call it. And that's why I've never been more frustrated with the Cowboys than I am this year, because Dak looks so good. I want to see him in the playoffs, and I want to see him succeed so badly because he is that dude. He says the right things. He does the right things. Hands down, never misses a beat every single time. And just, you know, it's a lot to ask for. And somebody as the leader of your franchise, and I know it's not going to make up for not winning enough playoff games, Super Bowl, and I'm not even trying to say that it should, but just thank you for you being you, dude, because you're dope.
Yeah, it's nice to have the stability in terms of your leadership. That's one thing that this team will never fall short on as long as Brian Schottenheimer is the head coach. And as long as Dak Prescott is here as the quarterback, I know that the right guy is leading the charge, and you're seeing it actually translate here on the field, which I agree with you, Will. Probably the best I've ever seen him.
Yeah, this guy knows the answers to the test.
He knows the answers to every test, and I mean, he's surgical both in the meeting room, at the line of scrimmage. He does everything you ask him to do, which a lot of teams don't get that luxury. There's always something missing, right? There's a few guys in the league that come to mind that do all the right things in the same way. Like Josh Allen is always going to answer the question the right way. I feel like Lamar Jackson, he's pretty soft-spoken, but he's always going to answer the right way. And he's going to play the right way, too.
That's being brought into question a little bit lately, but yeah.
Yeah, The Sun put out an interesting article, which I'm not too sure if I believe much of it. Like,
Person's been covering the Ravens for a long time.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
I've also read some of his past work on Lamar.
Yeah.
Seems like he's also just not a fan
of
Lamar. So that could just be me. We could see how the offseason develops because, I mean, that conversation, opening up that can of worms, if Lamar could be on the move and where he could go,
Along with the whole Burrow stuff and everything,
yeah,
I mean,
the quarterback market could be
chaos.
Very, very chaotic.
Absolute
but
chaos.
It won't be chaotic here. You know, that's nice to know that you have that leadership, you have that trust. And, I mean, Jerry even mentioned it with us earlier today. He was like, Dak is making the most money in the league for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know I still disagree with how they went about that.
Sure.
And paying him. And I bet behind closed doors they would say, we waited too long and we probably paid a little bit more than we needed to. But I'm not looking at it in a place of regret because I know what I'm getting with him. Every single Sunday it's consistent. The play might vary here and there, but if you ever question if he's the right guy, which we're in year 10, I don't know why people are still questioning if he's the dude or not. You can question the playoff success and all that because it's 100% true.
I think it's totally fair.
Yeah, and it's totally fair. It's totally fair because it's true and it's real. But just watch one of the Sounds from the Sidelines videos from this season where Dak is going over to the defensive units and getting them amped up. And I mean, Jerry even said it to begin the season when the defense was even worse than it is now.
Oh.
And one of Kevin or Corey asked, so who's the leader on defense? And he goes, well, you know, we got Dak Prescott. That's your quarterback. They rely on him a lot off the field. A lot. And he's the voice of reason when it comes to this stuff. And it's the reason that it hasn't totally fallen apart from a emotional standpoint, from a just at the podium standpoint. Obviously, the on-the-field product has sucked this year. But that's why this team is so frustrating, right?
Right.
They do just enough right to keep you invested. Just enough. Just barely enough. And the biggest right to me is having that guy lead your team.
Yeah. Do you have another thank you?
Oh, I have plenty I can give out.
Oh, okay.
And we want to hear yours as well. 877-881-1053, doing some Cowboys thank you notes as we do after each Cowboys game day here on the KNC Masterpiece. I'll give one to Malik Davis.
I mean, talk about just stepping in and stepping up.
Yeah, having a career day after Javonte Williams leaves the game with that shoulder stinger. Malik Davis led the way, and that is exactly what he did. He more than doubled his previous career high in rushing yards. He recorded his first ever triple-digit rushing yard game with 103 on 20 carries. Do that math, Will. 5.2 per touch. Pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. And I love that I get to write this thank you note to him because remember there was a point in time where he could barely stay on the team and he could barely get playing time. And if you don't listen to the morning show, one, bad on you. Turn it on, leave it on. But two, Bobby has mentioned it, that Malik Davis struggled with a lot of the mental side of learning how to be a pro at first with the previous regime. And it took a lot for him to show up to practice and show up to game day. And now here he is. After they let him go, he finds his way back on the team in a very crowded room of running backs, especially when you think about the preseason, when you were talking about Javonte, Phil Maffa, Jaden Blue, and Miles Sanders all being considered for the starting running back job. But he still shows up, and now he's your true running back too. And he passes with flying colors and everything when it comes to the off-the-field stuff, but on the field with the ball in his hands. He is nothing short of fantastic in a secondary role. The only thing that I just hate to watch is when they ask him to pick up blitzes. That's the one thing I hope we don't have to do very much in the future, especially against, talk about this upcoming game. The Giants have a lot of talent on that defensive line. I do not want to see Malik Davis picking up a ton of blitzes in that game. I'd rather have a tight end helping chip and stuff because, oh boy, there's a good size mismatch there. But he was incredible yesterday. And for all the questions we had at running back going into the season, and heck, even midway through the season when it was, what the heck is Jaden Blue?
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
Right.
Who is the guy outside of Javonte? Because Javonte is coming off a serious knee injury and is going to have his days where they need to limit his snaps. And guess what? They just did in this game. Mickey mentioned it. They were kind of pitch counting him, and then he lowered that shoulder and took a man's soul away from him when he truck sticked him, and it kind of re-aggravated the stinger. But Malik Davis says, nah, it's okay. I exist too. And I love that running back ended up being a strength of this team this season after all the questions in the preseason. It just makes me happy.
I'd like to get a thank you note to the Cowboys defense for proving me right on Matt Eberflus.
Backhanded thank you note.
I mean, 8 yards per play? That's what you gave up.
Bad.
I had to look this up to see how many times, if and when, that has happened in the NFL this year. And it actually has. That's like a college stat, giving up 8 yards a game. I've never understood it. I really didn't. I remember the day the Bears hired Matt Eberflus, and I texted Broadus, and I was like, what do you think of him as a coach? And he was like, well-liked, well-respected, you know. Brian didn't have a strong opinion one way or the other. But I was like, okay, because, you know, like, well, he was a really good defensive coordinator. I'm like, all right. He was in Indy for 4 years as the DC, and they were right around middle of the pack mostly. I mean, top 10 defense in 2020, kind of near top 10 or close to it in 2018. Outside of that, just kind of whatever. And, man, I don't get it. I don't even know why he got hired here. And I can't believe, and I asked, you know, Jerry about this earlier, and he said he almost didn't let Robert Saleh leave the building.
Yeah.
I was surprised when they did.
Yeah. Everybody was.
I was beside myself with thinking, you know, when you think you're crazy, when you're seeing something and like the rest of the world isn't seeing it, like, I think maybe it's some of my emotional intelligence I'd like to think I have, where I go, maybe I'm the crazy one. Maybe it's me, right? The whole Jets situation, I'm like, the defense is not the problem. The offensive coordinator, he doesn't even want there. And he has, like, no control over what's happening over there, the offense, and it's all become, like, a huge mess. And then he goes over and takes over the 49ers defensive unit, and that's been a mash unit. And look at them now. I'm like, and then Matt Eberflus gets the job. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. That's me. That's me. I'm crazy.
No, I don't think you're crazy.
I'm the crazy one.
I've always wondered this because hear me out when I say this. It's probably not going to go the direction you think. The NFL is such a good old boy league when it comes to concept. When I think about play callers, like, people look at these coordinators and they say, oh, but they were at the front of this at one point. You know, like, I mean, I fell for it with Mike Zimmer when he came back a year ago. It was like, you know, the sim pressures. He is the father of the sim pressure. So he's going to bring all this knowledge because he created something. He built something, you know, and for Matt Eberflus, his upcoming was working with linebackers. So
somebody just texted in. It was his sympathy hire.
I could see it. I could see a world where they were honestly upset that they let him go in the first place and didn't promote him from that linebacker spot, coaching spot, and he left and got other jobs other places. So they're like, no, we got to right that wrong, bring him back. I could see a world where that's true. But back to the original point, I hate that the league does that, especially with guys like that.
Yeah,
like,
the recycled.
They are so committed to the idea of what they used to be, right? Because Matt Eberflus, once upon a time,
I completely agree.
He was really, really great at working hands-on with linebackers and teaching them and saying, you might not be good at this, but I can make you great at this. The league gets stuck in that belief of, oh, 15 years ago, he was heralded for this. You know, it happened with Mike Zimmer. It happened with Mike McCarthy. You know, as your head coach for years, mm-hmm. he goes and sits on his couch and lies his ass off about watching every angle of tape that ever existed in the world of pro and collegiate football at his house. He comes in, takes the job, and he looks like the same guy that left football because he wasn't good enough.
Right.
Exactly. But it was because, remember the work he did with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Remember what he was doing when they would never draft a number one receiver, but he would make guys look good outside of Davante Adams? They would have a bowling ball at running back, and it would still work? You know, all of these things, just because of what they used to do or who they used to be. That happened with Matt Eberflus here, and I hate it.
I love this, the 682.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I want to thank the Cowboys. I put 3 GER on the season over 8.5.
Whew. I'm glad. Well, I hope you got it like that.
Yeah.
I hope you're not.
We're not going to get there. It's the best 8-8-1.
Yeah.
But I still. Is that an over? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
Oof. Oh, that'd be a hard beat.
Is it a push?
Yeah. I mean,
it's a half game.
I mean, I think it's just. I mean, it's flat out wins. So, no, I don't think it is a push. I don't think it would go there.
Good for you.
The 682 wanting to thank Overshone and Revelle for coming back after injuries and giving you some good to look at and hope for the future. I thought Revelle had some pretty nice plays yesterday.
Yeah, and sometimes I look at him, and because of his gargantuan size for his position, I'm like, oh, what linebacker made that play? Oh, no, that's your corner that you drafted. He is a mammoth at the corner position. You can tell every now and then he still has plays where you're like, yeah, that's a rookie that hasn't played football in over a year because he destroyed his knee. You can tell. And I saw some people way overreacting. I think it was on the Kroski Merritt touchdown where he kind of whiffed on a tackle, which he made contact. It just slipped through because he had a head of steam. He was already running at full speed. So I wasn't too mad at that. I was mad at the secondary level behind him that let everything else develop in front of Kroski Merritt. But yeah, he was getting killed for a couple plays, but then he was making a few that you're like, oh yeah, that's why people had a first round grade on him if his knee was healthy.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the Expressway here in the KNC Masterpiece, brought to you by the On Time Experts. Well, Chambers with Alec Medford, Kevin Walker back in the cup, some combo platter.
Oh, my favorite part outside of Masterpiece of the Week. This is my favorite part about Fridays. The combo platter. You're going to give us a sports opinion. Then, what was your favorite gift you received for the holiday? Or, if you want to be messy, your least favorite gift. Remember, you're anonymous outside of your area code, so you can bash anything or anybody you want to. Or, you can love them up for something nice that they did for you. 877-881-1053, sports opinion, and your favorite or least favorite gift you received for the holiday.
Let's start back in the cup with Kev, Khaki Kev.
All right, so sports opinion. I don't know if we have a clue who is the favorite to win college football this year. I know that we feel good about Indiana, and I know we feel good about Ohio State, but I do feel like people are sleeping a little bit on Oregon. I do feel like people are sleeping a little bit, just a little bit, on Texas Tech's defense. I think at the end of the day, it's kind of up for grabs. Favorite gift, surprising gift. My mom got me and my girlfriend a $100 gift card to Texas de Brazil.
Ooh,
okay.
And I never really thought about you get gift cards for Christmas, but I never thought about getting a gift card for like a dinner. So I would say that one.
I like
pretty
food.
Good. Have you ever done a Brazilian steakhouse? Either of you?
I have.
I've been to Texas de Brazil twice. My girlfriend never has.
Okay, yeah. That's meat sweats right there.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's good. It's really good. I mean, they keep bringing it over. You're like, damn, that looks good. That tastes good. And, like, I literally need to be, like, muzzled or something to, like, have it stop.
Yeah. Will needs to be going. Muzzled away from meat.
Yes. Mark that.
I've already said enough incriminating things. You cannot hurt me.
I kind of ruined mine earlier because I had this, I did it in crosstalk because I just couldn't keep my mouth shut. And it was something that I wanted to bring up too with Choppy and Bob. that Joe Davis and Greg Olsen should be the number one group. And I like Kevin, and I think Tom's doing a really good job this year.
Yeah.
But Joe Davis is incredible. Anytime he's on, like, the game that I'm focusing on, absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah. Joe Davis is, he's, for my money, he's the best storyteller in sports. Because he, the way he sets up a moment that he doesn't even know is coming, he, his foresight into the future is just amazing. Because you, you talk about some of the World Series run here with the Rangers that he called, some of the action there. You've seen it even in this past World Series. Anytime Ohtani's at the plate, and I know people are going to knock him because he is the home
Dodgers, right? Yeah,
Dodgers TV guy. But still, like, anytime Ohtani was up at the plate and the game was close, the way he sets the scene with just enough numbers to keep you interested, but he reminds you of the gravity of the situation. He's just so good at setting everything up in front of you.
I think he meets the moment so great.
Yes.
Every time. He just says, and it's just me, I guess, that whatever he said, it's like it's the perfect thing to say. I know, Kevin, I kind of put that on you last second. Did you find it?
Not yet. Still looking.
Okay. And I brought it up earlier when we were talking about the Aaron Judge home run. Because remember, Aaron Judge was not unlike a lot of other superstars. I go back to Alex Rodriguez and Barry Bonds that had very poor postseason statistics. You know, some play great. Sometimes you just have like these random guys like Mark Lemke and what's his name from the Cardinals that you're just like, it's so random. And they're really good. Well, Judge had, you know, struggled, and it was the home run that went off the foul pole. And he's like, I mean, if it's fair, it's his moment. And you're like, God, that is so right. Just like I said earlier about Vern Lundquist.
Yeah.
You know, on that chip, on the Tiger Woods chip. No, I have in my life, I've never seen anything like that. That's absolutely right. And I think that that's what Joe Davis does. The gift. This was really cool. Shout out to my girlfriend.
Well,
Becca, all right. She got me this Chicago Bears 90s starter coat.
Oh, yeah. I already know. This is amazing.
And it was such a good gift because when those were popular and when I was like 7 years old, I asked for one of those for Christmas. And my parents had gotten me, it wasn't the exact one. It was like kind of a knockoff. And we all know what that's like, right?
Yep.
When you want something and then like your parents get you like the Kmart brand or something. Shout out to Kmart. Love you. David Freeze, thank you for 469. I mean, it was a pretty cool jacket, but it wasn't like the jacket, right? And now those 90s starter coats are like back in, you know, in fashion or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I had never gotten that jacket, and now it's like back in fashion, and I got it, and it's dope. I love it.
That is awesome.
Great freaking gift, man.
I love the throwback sports merch in general, but I think the NFL's is so good. Like the 90s.
Hold on real quick. Kevin's got the call I was talking about with Joe Davis.
Two strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's fair, it's his moment. It is. It's tied. Judge has arrived.
I mean,
mic drop.
Seriously, it's so good.
It's so good.
I don't know, because same line, same time frame, the baseball ones.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could still, in my mind right now, picturing Norm Charlton steamrolling Mike Socha at the plate wearing that Reds jacket, or seeing Don Zimmer in the cup, like those,
sure.
Old, you know what? So the baseball and the football ones, I don't remember the basketball ones.
See, I just, my mind goes to football because I feel like baseball does the better job today of representing the retro stuff and pumping that stuff out in terms of merch. They do a better job with throwbacks. So, like, I'm like, that stuff still exists in my mind because they're so good at it. And a lot of these alternate uniforms that you'll see them break out, so, so good. In the NFL, it feels a lot more few and far between. So when I do see, like, a Cowboys 90s starter jacket pop up at a pop-up shop or something, I'm like, I need to do everything I can to make sure that is in my possession by the end of the day. I love it.
I know. They're so good. So good. Here, I got a couple in here before we get to yours, if that's okay.
Okay.
For the 214 Sports Opinion, the best thing for the Mavs is to take advantage of this AD injury. No more back-to-backs, regular minutes restriction. Enough play time to keep this draft stock high while allowing us to tank naturally. Best Christmas gift, several Dirk bobbleheads.
Ooh.
Okay.
I like
also, that. Another opinion from the 469, the Packers are going to let the Ravens win tomorrow just to put pressure on Pittsburgh. Interesting. Huh. Favorite gift, new digital meat thermometer. With instant temp.
Yeah, those are clutch.
Those are.
Cheat code to making the perfect steak, the perfect brisket, anything. I love those. I'm trying to dive into that stuff.
I'm with you, 407. I'm with you.
Trying to dive into that more and get in my Pitmaster bag, if you will. Got some steaks I'm cooking up tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Lovely. Very excited. But sports opinion, gentlemen, we're sticking with the Mavs. We were just there a few seconds ago. Clean out the house. Just go ahead and pull the trigger. And especially, I start with Anthony Davis. I tried to be patient, and I tried to figure this thing out with the players that you have now. When it comes to bigs and talented bigs, you are not...
Would you have felt that way if Derek Lively was playing?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Because I still see him as part of the future. And I think that AD's inability to consistently contribute is still going to be an issue no matter who they pair with him. So I say that in today's NBA, you are lucky to get 25 cents on the dollar for bigs when it comes to guys like AD who just aren't available, but are talented. You will be lucky. You take the next trade offer you get whenever he is healthy, because he's not playing again. Whenever he comes back and he shows, hey, I can play a decent amount of time in a game, you trade him. You get rid of him. Daniel Gafford, I've seen enough. I was the biggest fan of his when he got here, but that contract that they gave him was designed to be moved if they needed to. Go ahead and do it. It's basically an escape clause. Just go ahead and move him. And say it's Cooper Flagg's team at this point. It's not a fiery opinion. It's not anything that nobody's said before. I was just trying to wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought this team was good enough to try to make a play-in run or something.
It's hard. I mean, I don't know how you can defend it anymore. It's just, it's insane, man. He's constantly injured. Constantly. It sucks.
It's irritating.
He's so good.
Yeah. And I felt the same way before he was a Maverick, too. I love watching him play. He is one of the most gifted big men that I have personally watched. He's awesome. He's just never out there, ever. So I'm just ready. I'm ready. I want to say this is Cooper Flagg's team. You already gave away so many assets in the past few years. Try to recoup some and just get ready for that organic tank that is going to happen when you have nobody talented on your team outside of Cooper Flagg, and go get you one of those top four prospects that everybody's talking about in the first round. But I'm going to go favorite gift. I didn't really get any gifts that I didn't like this year. So shout out to the friends and family. Guys did great. And I'm being honest. I have two that have already changed and altered my brain chemistry. One.
Is that right?
Yes. My pops got me a pair of Bose headphones for the gym, which I've used Bose before. They are, for my money, the best in sound. I think they're awesome. I just haven't had any in years. I've been using the regular Apple AirPods 2, I want to say.
Yeah.
I got tired of them. I'm just like, the sound quality is not that great. Yeah. So he got me those over-the-ear headphones. I tried them out downstairs in the gym this morning for the first time. Changed my life. The isolation that you get from them, I felt like I was in my own world for an hour and 15 minutes. It was incredible.
They're so much better than the buds.
Yes, so much better. And I usually just, like, now that I have long hair, it doesn't really matter. But at first, I didn't like over-the-ear headphones because I had, like, styled hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it doesn't mess with it. If anything, it keeps it out of my eyes. So I like it. And then the other thing, shout out to my lady for getting me a new wallet She knew I desperately needed one because the last one had seen many rough nights and was kind of fading and peeling and gross. Got dropped a few times in some dirty areas on drunken nights and whatnot. So it was just on its last legs and it was not practical whatsoever. It was one of those that has a little trigger on the bottom and it shoots all the cards up to the top. It's so slim that if you put a single dollar bill in there, it is as thick as a Big Mac. Like, it was just uncomfortable. So I was like, I'm sick of this. And I kept on talking about how gross it was. So she got me a real wallet, which is nice. And I'm already loving everything about it. So shout out to you.
Great stuff right there. Keep them coming in. We're going to come back and read some of yours. Some good ones have come in the Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text. And when we come back, more on actually what Kev just had to say in there. Very interesting take he has on the college football playoff. Do you agree or disagree that there is no favorite to win the title? That's when we come back. Hour 4, the KNC Masterpiece, next here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.